Today I'm going to talk about why narcissists suck. I'm making the entire video while driving, but don't worry, I'm safe and I'm almost home and I haven't crashed and I'm not speeding. And you know, I mostly hit the record button as I'm going up to red lights. So narcissists suck and here's why. Let me just start out by saying narcissists suck. They suck from you, they suck like vampires, and they are just usually very sucky people. They aren't human, they are really bad actors, and yet, until we see that they're actors, we don't know that they're lying to us and building this fake persona. So keep in mind all of the things that we've talked about with charming, with good listeners. It's just a way for them to gather narcissistic intel so that they can use it against us. How do narcissists suck? Let me count the ways. They're egotistical. They're self-centered. They have absolutely no empathy. They're actors. They lie. They cheat. They steal. They use people. They trick you. Did I say lie? Oh yeah. They lie. They cheat. They make us think that we are in a real relationship. They make us think that they love us. Maybe we're the only one. Narcissists feed off of others. They take and they take and they never give back. Narcissists like to trick you that you are, that they care and they listen to your stories, but they actually use the stuff against you. They know everything, your deepest secrets, your deepest fears, and they play it well for a long time until they don't. Narcissists have no empathy. They don't care about anyone, and that includes children. To me, that is just the most heart-wrenching thing. Their own children, their stepchildren, they have no feelings for them, and they don't care who they hurt. Tell me how your narcissist sucked. I just want to know. Put it in the comments down below. We're going to start a list. Why do narcissists suck? Narcissists live a very parasitic life. They feed off others. They live off others. And they may have plenty on their own, but they're saving that for them. They pretend to be charming and they act and everyone loves them. And yet the secrets get unfolded and revealed to us. And then we find out the truth that they are not who they say they are. And that sucks. Narcissists suck at being a friend. They can't even be a friend, not just to you, the victim, but to most other people. So as you look at a narcissist or someone that you're involved with, if they don't have a lot of friend ties, think about that. Why don't they? They don't because they don't know how to be friends. So they suck at that. Narcissists have huge egos, huge, and don't be the one that crosses them because their ego is so important to them. Everything about them, they think they are great. They think they are hot. They think they are smart. They think they are, you know, the cat's meow, and they manipulate people. Bad financial planning, bad financial management. My 2x didn't know how to write a check. He didn't know how to do his taxes. He just sucked at finances. 3x pretended that he was going to be a millionaire and yet could not afford lunch. So bad financial management, and sometimes it's fake. Sometimes they pretend that they don't have any money so that they can embezzle money out of people and use them. Narcissists have no accountability. They don't know how to say they're sorry. They don't know how to take accountability for their own actions. If you catch them cheating, it's your fault. If you catch them lying, they didn't lie. No matter what, they will never say they're sorry, and they will never take accountability for their part in anything. So, no accountability is a big one for narcissists. narcissists con people into trusting them. In order to get their narcissistic supply, they do everything they can to get you to trust them, and then they actually betray you. They suck. Narcissists suck because the grand finale that they do. If you don't know much about narcissists just yet, you probably are looking at this or any other YouTuber that's talking about narcissistic behavior, and something drastic really happened. The ending of your relationship was not normal. It didn't require anything that you did or you said. They were just simply done. And maybe they figured out that you weren't going to give them any more of whatever it was. Maybe they perceived you as moving on in some way or fashion. Maybe growing, maybe you were, you know, moving up in your career and you weren't as needy. Sometimes that's what they want. They want somebody that's needy so that they can control them. But a narcissist that ends a relationship usually does it in the most horrific way, the most hurtful way, and it leaves people like carnage on the road. These people are crazy, and they treat everybody when they leave in this horrible, horrible way. My 2x divorce, the judge in the case, after 7 trials, I was like, am I Casey Anthony? Did I kill my child? No. This man wanted a divorce and I'm giving it to him easily. Just go away. But no, it was a fight. It was a fight to the death for things that, you know, Mr. Casual, be nice all the time, was not, nothing was important to him. But they fight because that's what they do. They fight to the death. And a narcissist, the best way to find out is when they leave you, because I have never seen anybody that is talking about this that wasn't in total shock. And for me, it wasn't that with 3X that I had that much attachment to him. It was a friendship. It was a betrayal. It was lies and cheating and everything that he swore he wasn't about. So my theory is, you know, the grand finale, that's the best way. And you know what? They suck. Did I say they suck? Even though narcissists sucked, we have to realize our part. Take the accountability for our part in maybe not being aware of it, maybe not knowing what these flags are. And I'm really proud of myself for learning them. You know, I don't think it's too late. I've got a lot of life left. And I think I learned a lot through being with these jerks. So I'm saying take accountability. Don't be one of them. And understand that, you know, just not knowing what a narcissist is enough of accountability. It's not your fault. If you're codependent like I am, it's not your fault. It's not something that you knew about. You just didn't have the knowledge before, and now we do. So they can suck all they want, but they're not going to take us down. Let's just always remember that. We have our life, and we don't care about them.